Welcome to Dementia in the House, navigating a loved one's dementia with solutions and support from experts and friends. I'm Catherine Nichols. In the first of many conversations with Dr. Tiffany Chow, I asked her about her role as a neurologist with the global research organization, ATRI.
Hey, Catherine. I'm really happy that you're doing this series. I think it's going to be helpful. I hope my comments today are going to be helpful to you. I am a behavioral neurologist, which means that within neurology, I have specialized in cognition and cognitive impairment over time, which is also known as dementia. And I've been doing clinical research in dementia my entire career. I focused for a while on early onset dementias, but right now I'm the medical director of safety at the USC Alzheimer's Therapeutic Research Institute.
Can you give us a brief overview of what ATRI, the acronym, what your organization does?
ATRI is an academic research coordinating center. There are a lot of clinical trials for Alzheimer's disease out there, which is fantastic. We've been testing a lot of drugs, and when I say we, I mean everybody in this game. And it takes a diversified portfolio to try to come up with what is going to translate well from the mouse model of Alzheimer's disease into humans. And my job in the safety division of ATRI is to try to keep an eye on making sure that people who come into the trial will be safe to come into the trial and try the particular drug that we're testing, and also to make sure that they're not having any untoward adverse effects as the trial goes on. As you can understand, the sponsors, the pharmaceutical industry sponsors, are very keen to make sure that the drug will not be more dangerous than beneficial to participants or patients over time. And we're at a very interesting cusp in the history of clinical trials, because not only are we trying things on people who have already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, but we're also trying to identify those who are at very high risk or who already have initial beta amyloid buildup in the brain and who might actually convert over the next 5 years into having significant memory problems. So it's a very tricky patient population because they're not really patients yet. They're completely independent people. And so it can be tricky recruiting them into trials because they've got grandchildren to babysit, they've got travel to do, they're living their retirement to the fullest. And I'm always so grateful when they decide that they're going to spend the time participating in one of these trials.
Well, that's fantastic. And our audience will see Dr. Tiffany Chow, who's highlighted on the website, come up over and over again because we have so many things to talk with her about. The music on this podcast is used with permission from the artist. Making a Perfect Yesterday is written and performed by Jake Shimabukuro from his album, Dragon. Mahalo, Jake.